Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 10 past 9 o'clock on this Friday morning. A lot of financial news, a lot of it not very good either. Let's get into it. Joining us right now, Editor-in-Chief at Investopedia, ABC News contributor Caleb Silver. Caleb, good morning.
Good to be with you.
Well, a lot going on. Let's start with Bitcoin, because that took a big hit this week, didn't it?
Yeah, Bitcoin fell around 20% this week, down about 40% from its all-time highs back in, it feels like a year ago, $126,000 per coin. And it's been very volatile lately. It's the ultimate risk asset. And they're at a time of sort of economic uncertainty and uncertainty about what's happening across the capital markets, including the stock market, including the dollar. Bitcoin has been sold off by investors, large and small, retail and institutional investors.
Tech stocks took a big hit as well.
Yeah, tech stocks have been selling off this week as well. And we're in the middle of what we call earnings season. This is report card season for public companies. And investors are paying a lot of attention to how much these companies, especially the big tech and AI related companies, are spending on building out that infrastructure. It's been tens of billions of dollars a year. And investors are now saying, where's the profit on the other side of this? How long is it going to take? And how fast are these companies going to continue to grow? And they're starting to doubt that more and more. We've seen this really start back in October, but it seems to accelerate in the past week.
It's interesting that a company can have a really good reporting period and have some really good things happening and still take a hit. That happened to Amazon with shares down.
Yeah, absolutely. And investors have super high expectations because these companies have been delivering unbelievable results for the past several years, a lot of it based on how much they've been spending, capital expenditures, spending among each other, and how much we've been spending as consumers, but also the fact that these companies have come very far, very fast. We have several multi-trillion dollar companies out there, and now the concern is, all right, is there going to continue to be profit growth among these companies? And if so, who's going to be leading and who's not? When it comes to what they're reporting, they're still reporting very good results, but it's the guidance that matters. What are they telling us about the future? Future demand for their products, future demand for profitability. And right now, investors are not really liking what they're hearing too much.
Talk a little bit about the job market as well. Layoffs up, job openings down this winter. What do you make of that?
Yeah, we're continuing to see a weakness in the labor market characterized by very slow hiring, especially in the private sector. And those are the reports we're relying on the most because the government data has been delayed yet again. But we're also seeing it in job openings. There's not that many of them out there. We're starting to see bigger layoff announcements from some of the biggest companies out there, including UPS, including Amazon. They're slimming their workforces as well. And I think people are starting to feel this trend that even though the headline numbers, the unemployment rate at 4.4% as of last check, that's relatively low. The undercurrents in the labor market feel a lot weaker.
Well, yeah, with job openings being down, quite a large amount too, right?
Yeah, quite the most we've seen in years since really the pandemic. But don't forget that coming out of the pandemic, there was a lot of job growth. These companies staffed up throughout 2021 and 2022 as we got back to work and got back out. So they were expanding, and now they're looking at what looks like a relatively tame demand, and they're slimming their workforces. They also want to improve and continue to improve their profit margins. You see what happens when they don't, or when they indicate that they won't. Investors start to sell off their stocks. Some of the biggest stocks out there, the fastest growing, most profitable companies, the NVIDIAs of the world, the Microsofts of the world, the Alphabets of the world, they've been growing at an incredible pace, but they have to maintain that profit growth so shareholders don't sell off those stocks. And they've been doing it, as I said, really since October.
Pretty interesting. Caleb, appreciate your analysis. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.